As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No easy way out, Hugh. No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. No easy way out. I'm with that.
I feel like this song works well today. I feel like that with all the debates today. No easy way out. Try to call in with Trey Turner nonsense. No one's even ripping him today. Just can't play shortstop.
I mean, that was funny, though.
Wow, you were giggling over there.
Well, because you beat the little fella up.
He wasn't a little fella. He picked up the phone to call.
And Kyle set him up for failure. He put him right
in. No, I let him do what he called to do.
He wanted to challenge me on Trey, and he brought nothing.
I mean, a good one. Kyle's like, hey,
you got to bring more to the fight.
Sometimes you save people from themselves, and sometimes you got to let the little ones drown and figure it out.
You say, you got it, buddy. Hey, I want to
push him out of the nest.
Yeah, you got it, bud. Go right ahead.
You got to give me more than he won 6 years ago. I don't care. This is 2025. We don't live in the past. We don't live in the past.
When I asked him about what happened the other day, he just completely steamrolled past that.
Yeah, he had no time for you and your purple shirt over there.
He was here for Joe, not you.
I just had a
stay
question.
Out of this,
did he even say what's up to Hugh?
No,
I mean, he's got
no
sense.
Listen. He was ready to go after Joe. Sometimes you got to let the young kids figure it out for themselves, man.
You know what? I get that. Because sometimes people call, when I see on the board, I'm mad at Hugh, I just let him attack you. I don't even say hi. Go get him.
Hey, listen. Young cat had a thought, and he wanted to challenge Joe. Joe took him to school.
Listen, it happens. All right? All right. Let's go. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we're going to bring on Devin Caney to talk some Phils and some Eagles here as OTAs are going on, and Vic Fangio spoke, and of course we're debating how much they should run Saquon again in 2025. Devin, how you doing?
Hey guys, doing well. I don't want to interrupt anything. You know, if people want to roast Hugh, they can continue on doing that. I'm at NovaCare, so I wasn't listening. I don't know exactly what went down, but it sounds like it's pretty entertaining.
Well, you're welcome to roast Hugh too if you want it.
Yes.
If you have anything.
Devin, they hate on me.
Oh no, I would never.
They hate on me, Devin, because my shirt today is popping. My shirt is giving. Yeah, it's giving.
It's our eyes that are popping as we look at it. It was a little bright.
The one time I'm not on video, I can't
yeah,
see
the shirt,
this shirt.
The shirt's
I heard
giving.
It's purple. That's all I got.
It's a little purple. And it's the Brian Dawkins Impact Golf shirt. It's nice. And I was looking, and when I got it, Dev, I was like, oh, this is a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
I need to wear this tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm thinking I'm going to wear the other one tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's a nice one, too.
This is your bright stage.
I'm going back to back.
Back to back.
I'm going back to back.
Devin, let's talk some Eagles because you're there, and then we'll get to some Phillies as they get back in action tonight. Devin, I'm curious where you come down on what we were discussing today. So there's kind of two schools of thought here, which is one, hey, the Eagles had this formula last year that was unstoppable, and it was led by Saquon most of the season. Do it again until someone stops it. And then the other school of thought is, hey, Saquon ran it a lot last year. They got to throw it more this year and ease off of Saquon, maybe not quite as much as what we saw last year. Where do you come down on the best way to run their offense to try to win it again?
I think the best way to run the offense is to maximize the biggest and most talented players that they have on offense's strengths, and that happens to be running the football with Saquon. I'm not saying that they should, you know, go out there and run him as much as they did last season. Like, they shouldn't go out with the goal of finally breaking Eric Dickerson's record in the regular season. But I think when necessary, you have Saquon Barkley, you should use him, right? Like, he's not a glass doll. You don't need to put him on the shelf and break for emergency. Like, you should use one of your most talented players. That being said, I would like to see them throw the ball a little bit more than they did last season.
Devin, you were at the press conference. Am I right about that? You were there with Vic?
Yes.
Okay. What was your biggest takeaway? Because I wrote quite a few things down, Devin. I thought there was quite a few interesting things he said. What hit you the most? Because it's the first time we've heard from Vic Fangio here in a while.
Yeah. Vic Fangio always keeps it real, and he certainly did today. What struck me was him talking about Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis, him being in great shape, has been a topic of conversation, you know, with us, with media, with the team. They've been pretty open about it. And, you know, his lack of being ready and conditioned for the season in seasons past. Vic Fangio said Jordan Davis started playing his best football at the end of the season last year. And I think we saw that in his play on the field. And Jeff McClain kind of followed up, like, well, why did it take him so long to get into shape? Like, shouldn't he have been in shape, you know, at the start of the season? And Vic Fangio just said, I'm just going to duck that one. I'm not answering that question. You guys can deduce, you know, whatever you think is the reason behind that. But either way, he said Jordan Davis has stayed in shape throughout the offseason. He has full confidence he'll be just as good going into this upcoming season and training camp.
Yeah, because there ain't no way. I'm not how you answer that question. Vic's not going to win that one. But I'm kind of curious, Dev, when he talked about CJ GJ, And the decision they had to move on from him, he said it was a money thing and that he was okay with it. Did you read into that a little bit more, kind of like I did?
What, that he maybe wasn't okay with it?
Well, I kind of read it that. Let me just tell you what I thought. I thought that, you know, when you have somebody, when you had a type of defense that they had last year, and to lose a player that meant so much to this team, I just thought it was kind of, I guess, cavalier, the way that he said it. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I was cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The CJ Gardner-Johnson trade still doesn't make total sense to me. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, aside from the fact that it was clearly a financial decision, clearly Howie Roseman made the decision, and whether a guy like Vic Fangio, whether, you know, Nick Sirianni agree with it or not, it was Howie's, you know, cap decision, and it will help the team hopefully in the long run in terms of the money situation. But I think that CJ Gardner-Johnson did bring a lot in terms of, you know, on the field and off, with the swagger, with the energy, and he's was a key part of that defense, and they're gonna have to figure out a way to fill that hole that is left by him, both, you know, in terms of the energy and attitude he brings off the field and what he brings on the field as well.
Devin, off of that, with the, you know, the hole they have at safety now, he was asked about, you know, his depth there, and he also mentioned it. I thought this was really interesting. It was Cooper DeJean last week was playing some outside corner after playing mostly inside all of last season, and he even mentioned he thought he could be good at safety too, which that got my attention, because we haven't seen that in the NFL. He did that in college. What did you make of that? And I'm curious what you think of how much they're going to move Cooper around this year after last year kind of giving him one spot, and he did really well in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, he does really well at nickel, and Vic Fangio said that he will continue to play the same position, nickel cornerback, that he did last season. But when they're in base defense, you could see him line up on the outside as he did last season. I didn't personally get the indication that Cooper DeJean would be moving to safety, but look, anything is possible. Vic Fangio, in my opinion, was pretty definitive with, like, this is where he's going to play. That being said, I mean, he also said a guy like Jahad Campbell is going to play inside linebacker. And, like, we've talked about, is he going to maybe become a pass rusher? Like, I think that all of these things are fluid and anything can change. Right now, I don't see Cooper DeJean moving to safety.
All right, Devin, let's end with the Phillies question. They're in Toronto tonight, starting a road trip against the Blue Jays and then to Pittsburgh against the Pirates. And they made a move this weekend to try to help the bullpen a little bit here. They call up Seth Johnson, but they also are now moving Taijuan Walker to more of a permanent actual relief pitcher spot, not just like a long guy in the bullpen. They're going to try to use him in leverage spots, and that means Mick Abel back to the major leagues to fill in the spot for Aaron Nola. What did you make of the move, and do you like it?
I love it. I love it. So on Saturday when I was hosting, I said it was right after Taiwan Walker's last start. I'm like, Mick Abel's right there. What are we doing? I know that Andrew Painter isn't ready yet. They still are saying, you know, the July-ish date for Painter. Mick Abel, we saw come up and pitch a shutout game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I know that, you know, that's one of the worst offenses in baseball. Still an impressive outing for someone's first major league start. So I think compared to what they were working with Taiwan Walker, who struggled, I mean, a lot of the starting rotation has struggled in recent games, but that's, you know, another issue. I think that it's due time. Mick Abel, if you look at, you know, his ETA, when they expected him to be up, when they first brought him into the organization, it was around 2025. So I think they want to see what he's got. They want to see and hopefully see him, you know, stay up and remain a Philly or remain, you know, a valuable asset that they can use as the trade deadline approaches.
Ooh, yeah. I'm kind of curious, Devin, because we're going to I'm gonna bring you into our reckless speculation because we've been talking about this all day.
Ooh,
we,
okay.
It we looks do like that a lot.
Reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation because we've been talking about the pitching staff and how we have a dearth of pitching right now. So if you at the trade deadline, who is the most expendable to you? Do I need to give you some names or are you just going to go off of the guy you think is the most expendable right now and why?
As in if we're trading a starting pitcher to acquire something else, if we're using our surplus to get something else, which starter would you be most willing to give up?
Oh, well, does Mick Abel count?
So he counts.
Technically part of the...
So who? All right, let me ask you this. If Abel counts, Abel one, who would you put two? I'm going to get the answer out of you that way.
All right. From starting rotation,
I'm going with this, don't you?
this is a tough question. From the starting rotation, who? Okay, so if Mick Abel's gone, it would have to be Ranger Suarez.
I think that Ben Davis brought it up, and it kind of got our attention. Like he mentioned trading him, and we're like, I wonder if they really would trade a starter to acquire something else they need.
Well, and I don't like saying that because Ranger has pitched really, really well. I mean, of the starting rotation in their last series, Ranger Suarez is the only one who went six innings before, you know, so he's the guy who can go the longest of that starting rotation right now, and he's pitching really well. Of course, you know, health has been an issue for him, but I just think that he would probably be viewed as the most expendable. Unfortunately, I mean, of course, Aaron Nola is still on IL. It's a very long IL stint and rehab stint for, you know, a sprained ankle, but hopefully he's back soon. He's coming off the worst start to a season he's had in his career. Obviously, they can't trade him because he just signed a mega extension with the Phillies. So, like, in terms of what these players are contributing, I don't know if Ranger would be my choice, but just given his situation, I think that he would be the guy to go first.
I agree with the expiring contract after the season. Yeah. Devin, appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy OTAs, and we'll talk soon.
You're the best.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney joining us from the NovaCare Complex after taking in the Vic Fangio press conference and then joining our reckless speculation on some Phillies.
Reckless speculation.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trade talk. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. But first, can we get the fourth clue, Hugh?
The fourth clue. Mm.
People need that for it. And I got to say, the guesses today.
Awful.
I just don't think people are. No, they're not in the ballpark.
We're not in the ballpark.
They're not in the ballpark.
No. Okay. So listen to this one, y'all.
Okay.
I'm going back old school. This is one of the very first female protagonists in the video game.
Okay. So how about you roll through all four clues?
Okay. Roll through all four.
Yeah. Just let everyone
obviously
hear it.
The first one, video game. Mm-hmm. Iconic 80s sci-fi classic.
Okay.
Exclusive to Nintendo, and one of the very first female protagonists in a video game.
All right, there are your four clues. You got all four. The question is, are we going to have to give a bonus clue coming up in a few minutes? We shall find out.
Oh, wait a minute.
You good?
I didn't know what time it was.
You didn't know what time it is?
Because we'd be having, like, listen.
Clocks everywhere.
You didn't know what day it was yesterday?
Dude.
Time it is today?
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. When you enjoy what you do, time is irrelevant. Well, I mean, it is.
I think you're losing your faculties a little bit.
That might be the case.
Jerry Jones situation going on here.
I agree with you, your premise, but we kind of operate on a clock system here. We need to know what time it is.
You know what's funny? Because it feels like to me a lot of times when we start the show, like we just go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's obvious I know the breaks and everything.
Mm.
But then
Is it obvious? Sometimes you're long talking and it's 12:25.
Okay, fine. We ain't got a pile.
I gotta let you know what your read is.
We ain't got a pile. Okay.
Because you said it was obvious.
Okay,
it's not obvious.
Okay, fine. Let me amend that. I have a vague awareness.
Okay.
Now
that's accurate. That's the most accurate thing we've heard all day.
But then I look up, I'm like, damn, it's 1:15. I got so much stuff I want.
I feel that.
I got so much stuff I want to say.
Yeah. Time gets away from us. But I think, just saying. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, damn, it's time to go home.
I have a vague idea is a very good overarching thing for this show. I have a vague idea what those guys are trying to say.
The best is, have you noticed lately that Kyle has had trouble kind of steering the show back in the right direction since the sun then came out.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, just saying, he's a little bit, you know.
We're bulldozing him more lately. Yeah, we're not doing that. No. Rico is in Philly. What's up, Rico?
Hey, what's going on,
guys?
Rico, what's up?
Nothing much. So I really wanted to talk Saquon first.
Go for it.
Listen, Saquon said it himself, man. He said, they got the recipe.
Yep.
So you got the recipe, stick with the recipe, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It worked.
It's a great recipe. It's the best meal we've ever had here. Why do I want a new recipe? I mean, like, let's cook again.
That's it, man. Let's cook again. Use them. Run them till the wheels fall off. I'm cool with it.
See, Rico gets it, Hugh. Unlike you, you want a brand new recipe over here.
Because Rico ain't playing.
No, Rico gets it.
Rico, like, run that man to death.
He just gave him $24 million.
As long as he says he can do it,
yep.
No, I got you, Rico. But you know, we have to evolve. If we're trying to get to Cali, man, we need to evolve a little bit.
I just think that hurts, man. He cracks under too much pressure.
I don't think that's a fair assessment, especially when you talk about the pressure of playing in a Super Bowl and the way he played. I just don't. You're entitled to your opinion, and we like to live our truth, but I don't think that's
right. That's the one thing that we can't say about Hurts. No.
You did encourage people to live their truth.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I'm just saying, cracked under pressure really didn't – that doesn't fit, though.
No, I agree. I think it's more he's just not as consistently excellent week to week.
We can argue that.
Yeah. All right, Rico, what's your guess? What's your video game guess? What do you got? We got to give away this prize.
Please tell me I'm right, man. I think it's Metroid.
Yes.
You got it, Rico.
Woo!
You hit it. Finally.
100%, man.
Rico, good job. All right.
Good job on that last clue.
Yeah, the last clue was the obvious one.
Well, when Hugh said we might not get a winner, I tried to explain. We don't get to go home until we give away this prize.
No, but it's one of those things, man, because I remember when I used to play Metroid,
mm-hmm.
it was two things that you had to have. You had to have the cheat code, Justin Bailey.
You said that this morning, yeah.
And when you put that in, it makes Samus takes off his equipment and you find out it's a woman. And everybody's mind was blown because most of the time, you know, you talk about they was in the same eras like Bionic Commando, Mega right. Man, and all of this stuff. They're mostly dudes. So she was one of the first female protagonists in a video game.
It's pretty cool. All right, Rico just won a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center. Philadelphia Eagles and NFL Films coming together to celebrate a great year here at a special concert event hosted by Merrill Reese, July 24th at the Mann Center. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Rico just won his pair. Yeah, I think I understand Rico's point. I was with him, but I don't think Jalen cracks under the pressure. I think that there seems to be a thought that because of what he did in the Super Bowl, he can now do that on a more consistent basis. Maybe. I want to stick with what worked. Let's just roll with that. And if we have to throw more, we go there. But I don't want to do it on a week-to-week basis. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle, you.
And what's going on,
Bruce,
man?
What's going on? Hey,
Bruce,
hey,
Bruce, what happened to my name?
I know, no, because I'm mad at you.
So what did I do?
You've been excluded, man.
Bruce, I never exclude you.
He said you were excluded. No.
hey, look. Before I get started, look, I'm actually all this talk about Hugh's shirt made me finally log into YouTube and check out the broadcast. Hugh. That shirt is loud, but it's popping, brother.
No, it is loud. When I woke up this morning, this shirt spoke to me.
Yeah.
And it said, Hugh, you need to wear
me
today.
You are getting rocked.
The only thing I'll say about the shirt, Bruce, before you rip me, Bruce, I like Hugh's shirt. It's just, it doesn't feel more like a Friday afternoon shirt?
Yeah, it's not a Tuesday shirt. It's like, damn, he going to work on a Tuesday? Yeah. Like that. But I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday.
It's too much fun for a Tuesday, though.
I wore it today.
We can't rule out Hugh thinking it was Friday.
It's true.
And then I'm going to wear the other one tomorrow. Because I ain't going to get to see
it. It feels like the kind of shirt, a gummy and a drink in hand by 4 and no work tomorrow. It doesn't feel like a Tuesday, we got to get up tomorrow show.
I won't confirm nor deny gummies. What might have been involved yesterday in the decision,
okay,
but, you know.
Yeah. Makes sense, yeah.
No, I agree. That's definitely a Friday shirt, though. But you got it. You got it going on.
Appreciate you, man.
Fit you well. But Joe, man, getting back to you, man, you are driving me crazy, man.
Because I want to run the football with the best back in the NFL.
No, I do agree with you on that, but I do recount, you know, after the Super Bowl, you know, you talked a lot about how the running game was stopped and how you lauded Jason on his performance and that we will probably see a better version of him this year coming
Jason.
Up, and now you're saying Jalen, you know, we need to stay at this. So you're driving me crazy. You're kind of shifting around here, man.
Well, no, I did laud him for what he did, and he had a great Super Bowl. But it's different to do it for 17 games than to do it for one game. Like that's just I don't know why would I want him to do that when I got a running back that could carry the load.
Well, I do agree with you, but you got to think about the circumstances last year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he got injured down towards the end of the season, right? And of course, in the Green Bay, yeah. So you know, the thing is that with that said, you know, he was kind of stepping back into it, but I think they opened up the playbook.
I thought the play calls and his play, and Bruce, we appreciate it. We're the best at the end of the season. Look, I hope everyone out there that wants to be more balanced and throw up more and that the idea of Jalen evolving happens. I mean, the Eagles will be they'd have a higher ceiling if Jalen plays like he did in the Super Bowl all year, and we know Saquon could do it. They'd be unstoppable if that happens. I'm just not counting on that. I want to kind of go with that same recipe that worked last year.
The formula.
Yeah, it's a good formula. 215, it's a great formula. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the other side, we will get to you people who I'm sure have a lot to say about Hugh's Friday outfit. And it is list season. We did talk about that last week, right? Last week it was the quarterback list. Well, you know what's out today?
What's out?
A coach quarterback list. And this one, this might be the most ridiculous ranking I have seen in a long, long time. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday. during the MLB season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you could take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.